There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If memory serves me correctly, we are getting closer and closer to Jessica's latest half marathon. You're so stressed out about this particular one.
Well, I haven't done one in almost 10 years.
Yeah, it's understandable.
That's right. I keep thinking that you just did one, but that was just a 5K, right?
A 10K, yeah.
I'm sorry, 10K, which is how long?
6 miles.
Okay, and this is 11.1?
13.1.
Okay, ooh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a long.
It's numbers.
Usually,
I know, John. It's fine.
No, but usually it goes the other way. Usually be saying, aren't you running 27 miles?
It's true. He's a man.
I'm right here.
But I am nervous about this one. And one of the things we haven't talked about is the fact not only am I doing the half marathon, I'm doing what they call the Dumbo Challenge. Well, it's at Disney, so Dumbo, obviously. But I think they call it Dumbo Challenge because you have to be dumb to do it. I'm doing the 10K on Saturday and then a half marathon on Sunday.
So two runs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, just wait now. I remember when I was doing long-distance rides, before the big ride, like the 100-mile ride that we did, we do like a 25-mile ride the day before to kind of get warmed up. That's exactly what you're doing here.
Yeah, but it's still nerve-wracking because I'm afraid I'm going to push myself a little, because I have a tendency to push myself at the beginning of a race a little too hard, and I'm afraid of pushing myself too hard in the 10K and then being exhausted the next day. That's the risk you run when you do these kind of challenges.
Okay, so quick question. We know on the race on Sunday, you can get swept because you're not keeping pace. What about the day before one?
Same thing.
Same thing?
Oh, really? They sweep you on the warm-up run?
Yeah. Well, because they do it through the parks, and they have to get the park open, so they need people out of there. They can't just, lackadaisily walking through Toontown.
By the way, I just found out last week, if you're wondering what that means, I just found out last week that these marathon officials are heartless. If you're going too slow, or you're a blister or something, they're going to come out in the van and go, get in the van, loser. Let's go. You're done. You're done.
Oh, gosh.
No churro for you.
Yeah.
Out of the park.
Yeah.
Oh, just.
Yeah, and that's pretty harsh.
Yeah, it's rough, and I got swept on my last half marathon, so I just want to finish.
Are they at least nice when they quote unquote sweep you off the course? Are they at least nice about it?
Yeah, no, they're nice. They don't really say much. When I got swept, they didn't really say much. We all knew what was happening, and we all just quietly walked into the bus.
It would probably make it worse if they talk too much to you, because sometimes the more someone says something, the more upset you can totally
get.
Can
you imagine the heartless marathon sweeper? Yeah. Hey, so you didn't finish, huh? Trained pretty hard for this, didn't you, though?
Oh, my God.
Wow, what a waste of time that was.
That would be awful.
Oh, my God.
They should give you a nice soft blankie.
Yeah, right?
And some hot chocolate.
Something filled with carbs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jessica, you're not going to get swept. You're going to do this. We have nothing but faith in you. You are very determined. If you hit that marathon course the way you hit the job here, there's no doubt in my mind or Tammy's mind that you are going to have no problem finishing.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. I really, and I appreciate all the listeners listeners that have donated, because I'm not just doing this for myself. I'm actually doing this as a fundraiser for St. Jude.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of listeners that have donated to my fundraiser. I'll put it back up on our Facebook and on our Instagram stories for KSON.
Very cool.
If you want to donate, because I am still behind on that too, which is just, it's just fun. So I could be, not only if I get swept, I could be a loser in the race, and I could be a loser and not hit my $2,000 mark.
What you're doing is you're piling on now, producer Jessica. Don't be a piler. Go hit the treadmill. Don't get swept. Don't get swept.
I'll give you a blankie.
Thank you.
Good luck. You'll be fine. You're going to do this. I can't wait to hear the story on Monday.
Okay.